I did see a really funny meme. I think it was on Facebook, actually, and I was really surprised. It was that those llamas from a really, really long time ago that wore the hat. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
The, you know, yeah, with, like, a little hat and a little tiny flower.
Yeah.
And it had Carol Baskin, and they're, like, talking about, like, sardine oil or something like that. And they're like, that kills people, Carol. It was the I gotta find it. It was so funny. I laughed so hard.
Oh, I just found a picture. Tell Jake you want that for Mother's Day. I don't know why I sent it to you on Twitter.
Okay. But anyone really buy that for me?
I mean, there's it's maybe around the other side there's an A and it says aunt.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not, but
no.
Maybe. It definitely does not say that.
I mean, not that you are one, but I mean, goddamn, it's perfect.
That is really good, actually. But yeah, he would definitely do that for me. And he would, like, make me drink out of it every single day.
Yeah.
Since since this is audio, there's a coffee mug. And it has the letters UNT on it and the coffee handle looks like a C.
Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville.
I'm going to apologize right now. I did not realize how much my sister and I were just, like, talking the entire time. Last episode, I was incredibly drunk by the end, too. But
drunk in Rantyville? Stop.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, I was really thinking, like, never once. Like, we almost never let you talk. We're just like, yep, yeah. Well, it was mostly me, but I was so excited to talk to her, apparently.
No, I'm perfectly fine with that. It was nice listening to the banter going back and forth, knowing that if I ever need to take a week off, we just put your little sister on.
Oh, man.
And on that note, welcome to Rantyville, bitches.
Hey, guys.
How is everyone?
Oh, my God. Hanging in there.
Hanging sober, too. What's up with that?
It's crazy. I know. I mean, I have every reason to be drinking right now. I'm going through a lot.
I mean, let's see. Stuck at home. Three kids.
Yeah.
A cat who's, I don't know, she might be back on that cycle of being in heat.
Yeah, she's very loud right now. It's really annoying.
Oh, God.
She also is, like, throwing up on all my clean laundry just because she hates me, apparently.
What? Why? What is the attraction to animals only fucking with the clean shit? Like, if I put brand new sheets on the bed, dog's right there.
Yep.
Just like that. But if it's, if it's been a week or two, he's like, it doesn't have the downy freshness anymore.
It's not good enough.
Go fuck yourself, TRB. Well, if you're going to be sober, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to get this Rona.
I heard it.
Yeah. Because where I don't need that kind of Rona, I do need this kind of Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'll
drink a couple for you.
Thank you.
Because I mean, a couple for both of us. Why not? Shit.
I know. Oh my God. Right.
The world's just gone insane.
Just like even on top of that, I started rewatching The Office, and like I just watched the episode where Michael Scott leaves with Holly to Colorado to take care of her parents, and is no longer at the office. I'm like, this really turns out. Put me in a really bad mood. I'm like, I'm so sad right now.
I mean, as big of a fan of The Office as you are, how did you not know to just skip that one?
I know. It's just like with Scrubs, you know? You don't watch the last fucking episode in season 8. And season 9, just don't even pretend like that didn't exist. But I should have. I shouldn't have watched it, and I knew. But I think I just wanted to cry or something.
I need that release.
Yes.
She sobbed into the last two remaining squares of toilet paper and just said, "B, beats Bears Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I just hadn't had my weekly breakdown yet, and I just needed to, control it. I needed to know when it was coming.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, otherwise I get, like, super drunk and just have them on Jake in the middle of the night. It's, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, no one asked for this.
No.
That happened last weekend.
Oh, jeez. Well, you were drunk last weekend, so.
I was so drunk. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's fine. We're good with that.
Yeah. How totally the fuck have you been, though?
Needing to be drunk. But, you know, with the limited amount of time between my professorship, my professional job that actually pays the bills, and then, you know, doing all the other shit that you have to do to maintain, you know, having a master's in education now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And a master's in, not sociology, more like psychopathology.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I mean, I think this happened since last time we talked, but I had somebody call, and she sounded very irritated right off the bat, and just said, "Well, do you have any toilet paper?" And I shit you not, she sounded like a very upset drunk Carol Baskins. She really did. Maybe with a touch of smoker's lung. But
I can hear that exact voice in my brain right now.
Yeah. And however you're hearing it, I guarantee you, you're barely an octave off from what this broad sounded like. And I said, no, we're currently out. I couldn't even get out of stock, out of my mouth. And she goes, well, when the fuck are you going to get some, asshole? And I had to pull the phone back from my ear and stare at it. Like, I'm trying to calculate the physics right now of how I can fucking throat punch you through this phone. I just put it back up to my ear and I said, never. And I hung up. And she called right back. And guess what I did?
Uh-oh.
Picked it up, hung it up. Fuck you.
Oh my God. People are fucking stupid right now.
Ah, they're insane. I've had people... Yeah, you know, in every retailer, not that I'm going to get into retail here, because Jesus Christ, then I'll definitely be drunk. Every retailer is limiting what you can buy because of all these ass fucks that went out and bought up, you know, 150 packs of goddamn toilet paper.
That's insane.
Yeah. I actually just saw on Reddit a fine video from, I guess it's Drake's, is a grocery store retailer, something like that, in Australia. And
oh yeah,
you see that?
The
guy tried to return. It was great. They had an employee from the Drakes, and the guy was trying to return. I think it was 150 32 packs of toilet paper.
Yeah,
and like an obscene number, like 100 1 liter bottles of hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
and the employee who they're interviewing. Literally said, I told him to go fuck himself and gave him the finger. And of course, they don't bleep out go fuck yourself, but they pixelate the middle finger. And I'm like, this man is a god.
Yeah.
Like, even if he didn't actually say it and didn't actually give him the finger, you know, there was some pretty deep cut stuck in whatever he said. And it just, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. No, yeah, you're not returning anything.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. But now first I get...
Yeah. You should never have that many rolls of toilet paper in one time anyway.
No. Unless you actually are doing the aforementioned renovation to your house by trying to boost the value by TPing your own yard.
Well, yeah. And then it's an investment, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if I tried to sell my house right now, it might be X. You know, X number of dollars. But if I went and I tore out the grass in the front and the backyard and, you know, laid down toilet paper, a nice neat rows, you know, good lines through it. Oh, yeah. Add 50 grand. Add 50 grand. They'd be like, oh, make sure they don't take the yard. Make sure the yard is in the contract. I've got to have that. Is that the whole reason you're buying the house? You goddamn right it is.
Yeah, I thought I was being, like, super smart, and, like, a month and a half ago, I ordered some toilet paper on Walmart.com, and it's supposed to come here this week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, I have an appliance that I ordered in the beginning of February.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Still hasn't even made it to the local store.
That's insane.
Which, I once it gets to the local store, I'm just going to be like, look, let me just borrow your fucking truck.
Yeah.
Just walk into Home Depot and go, hey, look, is the shit back there? All right, look, put it on a hand truck, bring it up front. I'll fucking deliver it. just give me the truck for free, okay? It'll take me 20 minutes. I'll be right back. Right around the corner. Fuck.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah. Now, the other... Well, I got to bail on the retail because, oh, God, I feel blood pressure going up and the beer's going down.
Yeah, I feel that. Mm-hmm. I mean, not because I'm kind of jealous right now, but...
Well, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. I need to let my brain rest a little bit. My liver.
Although, I can tell you, locally here, they are now distributing not only alcohol, but mixed drinks from the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it on Uber Eats and Grubhub and DoorDash and all that.
It is amazing. We have a bar here that does like curbside and delivery and stuff like that, and you can get drinks to go. And they just have like the alcohol separate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an open container. Mm-hmm. And Jake and I the other day were like, "Do you think they would deliver us a case of beer?" And we're just like sitting there like, "But it's probably gonna cost us like $30." Like, is it worth it?
And the answer is yes.
Yeah, because it's fucking
yeah.
Pandemic going on right now.
Exactly. What are you trying to get drunk? Nah, I'm trying to kill the fucking virus. Say alcohol is good, rubbing alcohol. So yeah, whatever. I'll rub this shit all over myself.
Oh God, there's a place here in Iowa. I think it's Clive. They started, and I think they make Blue Ox vodka too, or something like that. But
I still need some of that, by the way.
Oh my God, it's the best. I wonder. I'll get it to you somehow. It's gonna happen.
I mean, at this point, we could pretty much ship anything across the country.
I know. No one cares.
No. I mean, I did read an article. God, I can't. I think it was out of Colorado, where the dispensaries are just like, if the grocery store is up 200% in sales, the dispensaries are up 1,000.
Oh, I bet it. I bet. I mean,
because everybody's just staying at home.
What else are you supposed to do? Talk to your family? That's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, after 2 weeks, that shit gets old.
It does.
I mean, fuck, I'm not going to lie. Then you're just like, you know, all right, now we're not even talking about interesting things. We're talking about a lesson plan for the kids for the next day. No, fuck that. I didn't aspire to be a teacher. Not that I look down on it or anything, but no, you know what? Let's just get some weed and see what else we can find in this house. We'll make our own Pokemon Go, all right?
I know. Yeah, Jake and I had a conversation the other day, a very drunk conversation the other day about the like difference between MMA and WWE. And obviously, there's very big differences. And I was like, yeah, but you still have to be super athletic to be in the WWE or whatever. And I don't watch either one. I don't know anything about any of them. But for some reason, I got into a very heated conversation about it. It was ridiculous.
Oh, that's so Heather.
I know. Just drunk, and I'm like, I'm going to argue this to fact, and I don't know what I'm talking about,
right.
But I'm just going to sound confident in it. No, I'm going to be loud and obnoxious until you stop talking to me.
Look, not only am I going to hit my head against the wall, I'm going to make sure that I hit it right where the fucking stud is, okay? And I'm going to do it twice as hard right there, so fuck you.
It is such a good strategy, and people stop arguing with you.
Yeah,
it's great.
Typically, because after like the second strike, you're out.
Yeah,
it's done. Booze, couple blows to the brain. Look at that. Argument's over, and the bed's all mine. Enjoy the hallway, honey.
Oh, it's nuts. But yeah, it's crazy being at home for so long.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to like wake up to an alarm ever again.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely different, but. Yeah, well, the other thing is, a lot of times I would not watch a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that has changed because there's not, you know, it's not a, hey, you know, let's go out to dinner at this place, or, hey, you know, let's take the kids to this park or this amusement thing or whatever, you know? So now it's, all right, you know, eat dinner at home or maybe run out, pick something up. And then it's kind of like, well, not a whole lot to do, but there are 800 channels on that 65 inch right there. So, fuck it. Let's see what's on. Side note. I've still not broken down to watch MTV, though.
I know, and that's the longer that I've been away from it, like, the easier it is to not want to go back. We got a new dresser in our bedroom, and it was bigger, so we had to, like, move the TV down a little bit so the aux cable for the cable didn't, like, reach to it. So mm-hmm. I haven't been able to watch MTV, like, for, like, 2 years now. And I finally... Yeah, well, I don't watch it out in the living room because, like, my kids are out there and they don't need to see garbage like that. But I think I've finally, like, detoxed from it. I'm feeling better. I'm good.
You make it sound like it's meth.
I know.
Yeah, so it was a tough 2 years. And
you would not understand. Jake, don't know what's going on anymore. Everything's cloudy. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what detox is, actually. Never done that.
No. But I have watched, especially lately, more of those shows like Intervention and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can just imagine. You know, your left hand is shaking with the remote, and you're like, "Don't do it! Don't do it, Heather! Don't do it!" And then you're kind of scratching at your neck. The right hand comes over. You drop the remote to smack your right hand with your left. The batteries fly out, and you're like, "Oh, that was a close call."
It's bad. It's real bad. I'm telling you. But I'm like 2 years sober. I really am. I'm proud of myself.
I will have to find a coin to send you.
Thank you.
Your 2 year chip.
It's a beautiful thing, really. And I totally, like, just remembered what I was talking about, and then halfway through just decided to talk about something else and then just stop. The Blue Ox.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a company, it is in Clive, Iowa. I sent a picture of this to you, you guys, in the Twitter message thing, but the Red Fox hand sanitizer?
Yes.
Good Lord! Why is that a thing? I would drink that. First of all, the fox on it is fancy as fuck.
Yes, it is.
I'm just like, that's an amazing...
It's a very exquisite hand sanitizer, I will admit.
I mean, like, it's literally alcohol antiseptic. So I'm like, okay. If I was drunk, I would drink that.
Well,
Why did they put it in a vodka bottle?
And the thing is, like, you know, all around here, like, all the distilleries and vineyards and stuff, it's literally, hey, if you place an order, just roll up and we'll literally put it in your car.
Yeah.
But they've, like... People don't even want to leave the house to go buy booze straight from the distillery. So they're like, all right, well, fuck it. We got hand sanitizer. There's a distillery not far from me that, you know, their social media was like, oh, yeah, you know, hey, we've still got plenty of this in stock, plenty of gin, plenty of this. And it was like 2 likes, 3 shares. They started making hand sanitizer. And it's like 488 likes. I'm like, wait a fucking minute.
You nuts.
Like, I can tell you right now, out of those 488 likes, 480 of you drank way more than you washed your hands.
Yeah.
Like, hand washing is like curling became an international sensation. They postponed the Olympics, and I guarantee you hand washing is going to be a sport.
I do love that. It's like, that's a brand new concept. Like, don't cough and sneeze on your hands and wash them.
Yeah. It's unfucking believable.
How did we get this far in society?
I don't know. I will... So, you mentioned the Twitter chat. and boy, did I pull my favorite one out. there's a new company out there that everybody needs to take a look at. And oddly enough... This came across on a job listing Because was that Indeed or a Monster or something like that? Shit from when I was looking for a job before. And this particular company was looking for a brand manager. And again, it's one of those stupid things. Like, it advertises in your local area, but it's like, you know, we're looking for a rep in South Bend, Indiana. And I'm like, oh yeah, I love a fucking 1,000-mile commute. But it's a brand manager for a new hot sauce. And do you remember the name of that hot sauce?
Oh yeah, I'm looking right at it right now.
I want to hear you say it. This is payback for all the Dear Abbeys.
It's okay. You have a great one tonight. This hot sauce is called Cuter Juice. So, of course, obviously. Oh my god.
But you're missing two of the best things in that picture, other than the obvious, which is Cuter Juice, or better yet, their company website, which is something that I'm sure has come up. I'm sure it will come up in Mr. Tyler Daniels' search history. CooterJuices.com.
Oh, God. There's no... Oh, that, I mean, that's actually smart. Okay, that's smart.
It is. Because, I mean, eventually, after quarantine, I mean, you get tired of, you know, the Pornhub and the X-Hamster and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not going to rattle off all my favorites, but... I mean, eventually, somebody's going to be like, Cuter Juices. I wonder if that's a website. And next thing you know, they're buying hot sauce. But no, the best thing is on the bottle. It says Cuter Juice, and there's a turtle, and he's got his head turned around, looking back at you. He's got some purple sunglasses on, and that's cute. And it says hot sauce, but then underneath, it says drips on everything. And then furthermore, if you decide to sign up for their newsletter, they're not saying, hey, stay informed or new information. Please sign up here. No, it just says get the drip. And the box tried to censor me, so fuck you. You missed your chance. Get the drip on Cuter Juice.
Oh, my God. It's insane. And I think that we need an affiliate code.
I do. I mean, that should have been us.
Yeah.
That should have been us. We could have ditched swine pants and gone straight for Cuter Juice.
It's ballsy, let me tell you.
No, it's actually not. It's quite possibly the most unballsy thing we could have done was to go promoting Cuter Juice.
Oh. I gotta be honest, though, like, it doesn't make me hungry.
No, it doesn't make me want to, you know, get a bottle shipped and then rush out and buy, you know, a bag of frozen wings.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, I mean, like, Frank's Red Hot. That's pretty ingenious, you know. They, even though they bleep it out, they say, I put that shit on everything. Great advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I can only imagine the poor bastard that gets this job in Hula Hula, wherever the fuck, and has to go around to grocery stores and walk in and go, hey, how you doing? My name's Eric Johnson. I'm with Cuter Juice. The manager's like, the fuck? We don't sell pornography here. No, sir. If I can just have a moment of your time, look, here's what I propose. I'm just gonna take a drop of this Cuter Juice and put it on a fucking saltine cracker. And I want you to tell me if you like it or not. Get the fuck out of here. Are you crazy?
Yeah. You would really feel like you were just assaulted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you would have restraining orders in every Kroger and, I mean, just every, you know, Hy-Vee.
Can you imagine?
Cuter Juice guys here. Get them out.
Can you imagine if, like, they actually sold that in store and, like, an elderly grandma was walking by and saw it? That would just cause so many coronaries.
Oh, no, but see, then there's going to be those people that buy it thinking Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be like, oh, hell yeah! You know, come home and He starts on, you know, taking the groceries out of the bag, and the wife is like, Earl, what's that bottle over there? Let me tell you, Brandy, it's cooter juice.
Okay, have you played Borderlands?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, there's like a mechanic guy on there, and his name is Scooter, and I'm like, is that he got it from me?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they ripped that.
Makes sense. That makes so much sense.
Yep. Yep. When he works on a car and there's a leak, it's cooter juice, I guess. I don't know. But how many times can we get away with saying cooter? Not that the FCC is looking at us. I mean, shit.
Take a shot, guys.
Yeah. Bring it on. We'll rub cooter juice in your eyes. It's better than mace.
God. I do think it's insane that we've, like, talked about cooter juice for 10 minutes.
Yes. I also think it's highly entertaining that I have made you say cooter a whole bunch of times.
I know. I don't say things like that. There's two C words I don't say, and that's one of them.
Well, broke that string.
I know.
Yeah.
I wasn't even drunk.
I know. Oh, yeah. Fucking bonus points for TRB.
I know. You get a high five.
I get a bastard bonus. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to upgrade your Blue Ox bottle. I'm going to get you the big one when I finally send it to you.
1.75. So are you going to have to sign for this? Oh, Heather, I love you. I need to see your ID. Abso-fucking-lutely. Here you go. That bitch when they try and card me on a six-pack of Corona. Oh, Mr. UPS driver, you need my ID for a Blue Ox? You're goddamn right. Here you go. We're talking TV, and I was getting into it for two reasons. I'm fucking sick of celebrities.
Yeah.
So, like, and by celebrities, I mean all of them. Not just the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. All of them. Although they are at the top of the hit list. Yes. I may have, you know, suggested that they go down in a plane crash.
It was just implied. It wasn't a threat. It was nothing like that. It was just it was implied.
It's what I silently wish for every time I see a shooting star blow out birthday candles.
No big deal.
No. That shit never happens anyways. I haven't fucking won the lottery yet. No, it just kills me, you know, these celebrities and I mean even beyond the celebrities, like the fucking million and billionaires that are like, hey, we've got to get back to work. We've got to do this. And it's like, all right, first of all, asshole, you don't work anymore. Not what actually qualifies as work. You sign and maybe read and just go, uh-huh, yep, let's do that. That's it. That's not work. Not anymore. Second of all, you're the assholes that are living in your second house right now trying to tell us to get back to our second jobs.
Yeah.
So go fuck yourself. But, I mean, most of all, it's really shown that we don't need these people. Yeah. We don't need them. I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, shit. ESPN. They show celebrities playing sports, essentially. Yeah. Where's that gotten them? They've asked their on-air talent to take a 15% pay cut and laid off a ton of staff. Mm-hmm. What are they replaying? Michael Jordan's greatest games. Jordan hasn't played in years. Yeah, and then, you know, oh, we're all going to come together and do a Zoom meeting and sing this song. Bitch, pay my bills. And honestly, the only good one I've seen, and I'm sure I'm not saying that they're all bad, but they're all fucking annoying. But it was Kristen Bell and her husband,
Dax Shepard,
who also everybody knows as Kristen Bell's husband. but you know, he seems like a cool dude. They own a bunch of properties, and they've just said, hey, look, man, don't sweat rent. We're good.
Yeah, there are great ones like that. And then, did you see that thing about, like, Pink had coronavirus? Pink and her son had coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, not that I'm I'm not glad that they had or anything like that. She even took the opportunity to, like, donate money to like, foundations and stuff like that. But just the fact that she and her son had not been, like, hospitalized or anything like that, but still had access to COVID-19 testing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, here in just a normal place, unless you're, like, dying or, like, super high risk, you don't get a test for it. Which is whatever, because it's not like there's any cure for it. There's nothing you can do anyway. But it's just, like, the fact that they have access to those things because of how much money they have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everyone else is just like, yeah, kind of fuck you.
Exactly.
Which I'm glad that she did use it to make a donation. But the only reason why she did was because it affected her and her family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just it's stupid. It just really... Have you seen that movie Parasite?
I have not watched it yet. I know it's on Hulu, though. It's on my radar.
Dear God, watch it. It is so fucking good. It has so... It's... It shows how different levels of poverty, how bad it actually is, and just, like, the extremities from extremely wealthy to, like, extremely poor.
Yeah.
Granted, yeah, it's over in... It's not here, and it's not near as bad as that here, but, I mean, it's just... It's phenomenal.
Well, and you know, even though it's not here, it's a good thing to, I don't know, maybe look at and brush up on or even just open your own eyes so that it doesn't get to that here. Because I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's
good.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. You know, and hey, with that whole Disney Plus thing, Hulu's in there, so why not?
There you go. Yeah. I know. And, like, I'm not so... They're putting out so many freaking movies now on the on all the streaming, and I'm all for it, but I'm also, like, really pissed off because Onward came to Disney Plus, which we subscribe to.
Yep.
Like, 4 days after I bought it on Vudu for full fucking price.
Oh shit.
I'm just like, God damn it. And then, like, even Parasite, I was, like, scouring the internet trying to find it where I could watch it, and I think we ended up renting it from, like, Redbox on demand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's on fucking Hulu.
Yep. And you know what? Here's another thing, and I know I've seen this in other places, but I agree with it. You know, Onward was, you know, it was just given out for free.
Mm-hmm.
It was, hey, look, it's not going to make it to the theaters. We put a lot into it leading up to it. Obviously, this was an unexpected thing, but hey, look, we're just going to give it to you. Trolls World Tour is $20 to rent. Cocksuckers. You're going to charge $20 to rent it. And they're saying that the sales are through the roof.
Of course. My kids don't even like Trolls, and they see it on the fucking, like, Chromecast home screen thing, mm-hmm. and they're just like, Mom, watch that. I'm like, how about we fucking don't watch that?
Yeah. How about we wait till that shit comes with a red box?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. And that's another thing. Like, they need to start pumping some shit to the red box too. Because look, I'll pay the $2 a night for a Blu-ray. That's fine, but y'all have really got to get some fucking content on there that my kids haven't already seen three times.
No kidding. Or, like, all the fucking off-brand movies that are, like, trying to be the real movies. Like, there's one that's like Jumanji, but it's not Jumanji. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh my god, there's the Jumanji.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called.
I mean, let's go through. I'm on the Redbox app right now, so let's just look. Okay, Doolittle. The kids watched that. And the first thing my son said was, that's not Iron Man. What's this? Underwater. Okay, got me. Oh, no, that's T.J. Miller's in that. Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan. Which I guess when your name is Michael Jordan, you have to add the middle initials. Like, Michael J. Fox didn't really have to.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael B. Jordan, kind of a necessity.
Yeah. That's Black Panther, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Little Women. Ugh, Cats. And then, see, now I'm looking at new movies at the box. All right, so those five movies you've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to get into Final Kill, The Night Clerk, Green Rush, inspired by actual events, though. So just
okay.
Hold on to your hats there. Swift, which is two, overly happy animated birds. Escape from Pretoria with Harry Potter. Let's see. Foxtrot 6. The Current War. Okay. The Wave. And VFW.
For sure.
Yeah. Get your shit together, Red Box. What the fuck?
I think they're literally trying to go to streaming like Netflix. They're like, Netflix did it once. They had DVDs and they went all streaming and everyone loves it. I think Redbox is trying to do that. Just like, no.
See, I think Redbox is a step up from the old Netflix DVD because I had to wait. I had to mail it, wait for them to get it, then send me the next one. I mean, you could go a week between movies. Now I can fucking go rent like 5 of them in a day and take them all back.
For sure. I remember the first movie that I actually got through the mail was, I think it's called like My Dinner with Andre or something like that. It's literally like an hour and a half or 2 hour movie of just dialogue. I got like 10 minutes into it. I'm like, this was what I wasted my DVD rental on. I was so mad. I was trying to be all fucking artsy and I'm like, ugh, my brain is so big. I can do this. I can watch this and enjoy it. And I'm just like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, there's just not many good options on the Redbox right now.
It is crazy. We used to live not too far from a Redbox. And like we could literally we lived not too far from a Walgreens, which had a fucking Redbox. But we would like literally every night we'd go walk down and rent a movie and get some beer. And it was the best thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Netflix and chill or Redbox and rum?
Yeah, I know.
No brainer. Because, yeah, see, and like when the Redbox runs out, then you're stuck, you know, and especially at night, you know, when I get home from work, it's reruns of shit that I would never watch.
Mm-hmm.
Drug commercials. Some kind of infomercial with either Emeril or Dr. Ho, who, by the way, has the best. I mean, they're literally just running Dr. Ho, Dr. Ho, Dr. Ho, Dr. Ho. Love it. It drives me nuts.
That is crazy. Yeah. I love infomercials.
Oh, absolutely. But after a while, it's like, all right, why in the fuck, like, can we, all the kids are homeschooling right now. So can we take all the good content, put the infomercials from like 8 to 2, and then put some good shit on late at night for the parents that are still up, you know, trying to figure out the math problems that their kid is having to do the next day. But
I am incredibly grateful that my children are 6 and under, because I'll just got to teach them letters, colors, and how to read. It's fine.
Yeah. You're lucky this is happening when it is. Not that any of us are lucky.
Yeah.
But no, the one now that is, you know, infomercials used to be the absolute fucking worst. And then drug commercials started kind of taking that over. You know, it used to be, you know, hey, you can only get this here. You know, the 5 easy payments of $19.99. But wait, there's more. Has now been replaced by, you know, oh, your dick can't get hard? Here, pop one of these bad boys, but you might start bleeding from the ears, or your nose might fall off, or who knows, your dick itself might fall off and turn into a vagina, and then you might have cooter juice. But the one now that really gets me is the thank you commercials. So, essential and frontline are two totally different things. If anybody tries to tell me that working in retail means I'm on the front lines, I want to bitch slap the fuck out of them. Mm-hmm. When I see nurses and doctors out here talking about they just got done working a 16-hour shift, they've been at the hospital for 3 weeks straight, crashing in an empty room when they can't, that's frontline shit. Yeah. Don't try and make a commercial about your company showing still photographs of your cashiers the 1 second of the day when they can smile. And then, oh, thank you. to our frontline workers. You're essential, and we support you, and we're here for you, and this and that. When this is all over, nah, you ain't that fucking essential. Nah, we're not going to support you anymore. Nah. Here, we're going to take those $2 an hour extra back, and that's it. You're back to just being Herb in the garden department.
It is really cute how the companies will, like, spend money on making a commercial, which is not cheap.
No.
They would rather do that than actually, like, give you guys a bonus or pay you guys. Like, thank you, here's a commercial we made.
Right. Yeah, and it's not like they're running them on fucking, you know, Bravo or Freeform, you know, the quote-unquote cheap channels. No, they're pumping this shit out prime time, NBC. Yeah. It's like, how many millions did you spend to just give a generic, hey, good job?
It is ridiculous.
It is. And then they make a big deal. Oh, we've donated $100,000. Motherfucker, have you seen how high your sales are right now at a Target or at a Kroger? You guys are making money hand over fucking fist. And you're trying to make it sound like you're the absolute best people in the world for donating $100,000.
It is insane. I mean, like, our normal, like, grocery shopping trips, like, weekly trips to Walmart, we usually spend, like, $160.
Yep.
And it's for a family of five.
Mm-hmm.
And last time we went, it was $300 fucking dollars.
Yep. And a lot of that, too, is because right now you've got the companies that, you know, they Bush's Baked Beans. They also make Walmart's baked beans, and they're basically Bush's reject beans, or however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
But Bush's is like, well, hold on. We make, say, 50 cents a can of our beans that we send you. But your beans, we make 15 cents. Yeah, we're going to shut down the private label stuff and only go with the national brand right now. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I've 100% noticed that. And, like, every time, because Jake will be the one to go in to the grocery store, because we obviously don't take our entire fucking family.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I mean, it's not hard to do.
I just watched a family of six get out of a fucking convertible.
Oh, my God.
A two-door convertible. And they got out and had masks on. And it's like, wait a minute. You care enough that you guys don't get sick. Yet you bring six fucking people in the store. You know how much they spent? Less than $15.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. About three things.
That's one of,
needed all six people for three things.
That's one of those non-essential trips that you should have just stayed home for.
Yep. Absolutely.
But, yeah, so Jake will go, and, like, when he comes back and, like, I'm putting the groceries away, it's all fucking name brand stuff, and I'm like, no. We are like bottom middle class people. We buy store brand everything.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It is nuts.
But don't worry, they'll put out a thank you commercial.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
You're welcome, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, I had a dream going into this episode. Because I was actually not working today, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it made me any saner, you know, trying to teach two kids two totally different things, you know.
Yeah.
One's learning early American history and the other one's learning, you know, three-letter words.
Sight words,
yes.
Love them.
Yeah. I'm eventually just going to, like, you know, operate this tablet over here and this one over here. Go, okay, what's the answer? All right, sure, good. What's that word? All right, sure, good, whatever. And then they're going to wonder why they're struggling next year. It's because their father stayed up and got the Rona on a podcast. Got more of the Rona, by the way.
It's all good. Everyone's suffering next year.
Yeah, yeah. I got these all day long. And I was really, really hoping that I would get another one while we were recording. But right now, it looks like that dream is not going to come true because scam calls are at an all-time fucking high.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. All right. I'm gonna run down the list. Just times. Let's see. Starting today, we have missed calls from phone numbers I don't recognize and no voicemails at 7:55, 8:14, 11:55, 107, 124, 210, 215, 250. Ooh, then they gave me a break. 5:26, 8:17, and then 8:52 tonight.
That's insane.
That's a fuckload of goddamn spam calls. And you always know they're spam because it's the same area code.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, you know, it's the area code of your phone number. It's not necessarily the area code where you live. So you look and you're like, oh, this area code? And I don't recognize it? Shit. I don't even live there anymore. Why the fuck would anybody be calling me? Oh, look at that. Single ring.
Does your phone do the thing? I don't know if it's like some kind of thing on my phone or if it's like our cell provider or something, but like they've literally started coming across on my caller ID as potential spam.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Like the first time I saw that, I'm like, what the fuck? Did I put that in there? Like, I don't remember doing that.
No, I think they automatically flag VOIP, the voice over internet protocol calls.
Uh-huh.
I think they automatically flag those as spam calls.
Thank God.
But not a single one of all of those showed up as potential spam.
That's crazy.
Because I have the same setting. And I've gotten them in the last week or so. Yeah, shit, right there, Monday. So I'm like, they have to have found a workaround.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's just so fucking annoying. But yeah, God, I was really hoping for a, you know, we will get you your stimulus check faster today. Please provide routing and account number. We will direct deposit within 1 hour. We have your money. This is internal revenue. Oh my God. Just fucking drive you insane. Oh. And I'm sorry, I'm monopolizing here, but this is where I'm going to bring you back in. All right?
Okay.
Speaking of cell phones.
Yes.
Has your mom bought into the 5G causes coronavirus conspiracy yet?
My mother told me about the 5G things before coronavirus was a thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, she told me, do not buy 5G phones before any of this started. Like, this, I don't know how she gets, like, so deep into the internet, but there was even a point when I was, I think I was, like, 18 or 19, and I was, like, super into Monster Energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the symbol is, like, an M, and it's supposed to look like claw marks, you know? And I'm just like, okay,
oh,
M.
Oh, yeah, the whole Mark of the Beast thing.
Yes! Oh, my God, my mom would not let me have those in her house. Because that was the 666 Devil Satan's drink. But, yeah.
See, if only Bang could have come around at that time. Okay. Be like, all right, Mom, I can't have a monster, but can I bang in the house?
Oh my God, no, yeah, my mom had been talking about the 5G. I don't know, at first I think, because I do for the most part just ignore most of what I see. I don't fully delve into it. I just don't need to do that.
Has she texted you any YouTube links today?
She did text me something about essential oils.
Oh my God.
No, but yeah, just like tell me about how like 5G or something is cancer causing and it like ruins your brain. But that was like, this was like the beginning of last year. It was, I don't know, whenever 5G first came out, or when they were talking about 5G. But yeah, I've seen those things now about like 5G and the coronavirus and everything. And like, well, obviously population density has a factor in this.
I would say so.
You'd think. Yeah. I mean, just for a spreadable communicable diseases, but whatever.
Yeah.
I have noticed, though, that my fucking cell phone, and we are just now, like, getting our towers upgraded to 5G here in the Midwest of Iowa. And my fucking internet has been so shit. Like, it's so bad that I've literally been like, maybe I should go get a 5G phone. Because, fuck, I feel like they're throttling my internet.
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm at this point. I'm at the point where when I come home, like, you know, the kids' tablets are hooked up to Wi-Fi. Everything's fucking hooked up to Wi-Fi. I'm like, automatically connect to Wi-Fi? No.
Yeah.
Just don't.
No kidding.
Yeah, because, I mean, otherwise I'm looking at pixelated porn.
I know.
It just doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't go on the Wi-Fi either because, yeah, Jesus Christ, everyone's fucking home. But even just, like, my phone, my 4G on my phone is just, like, shit. And they also, so we use US Cellular or whatever, and they're like, we won't disconnect you and we're not going to throttle your internet and you guys are going to have unlimited data, you know, because of everything going on. We're just like, thanks, since we just upgraded to the unlimited package.
Of course.
Go. Just so thoughtful of you.
Yep. The only thing I can say is great is the mobile hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
It is lovely. Don't feel like watching a movie on your phone? Fuck it, take your tablet to work. Hook that shit up. Watch it on a slightly bigger screen so you don't have to go, is that an Easter egg in the back? I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I want that, or the Switch. Am I the only person that forgets that that is handheld and you can? It's like mobile?
No. But that's mostly older people like me who have a hard time squinting at that tiny ass screen.
I mean, it is much better in the dock. It is.
Yes.
But I forget that you can take that shit places.
Oh, yeah.
And like, we have the pro controllers, and I'm like, for some reason in my brain, they only work inside the house. I don't know why.
Oh, boy. Oh, you youngins got so much to learn.
I'm figuring it out. My kids are teaching me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, trying to log into, like, school programs and stuff, and it's like, oh, fuck, I mean, it says tap here, and it, no, it's, oh, god damn it, who, fuck, I was about to say Jimmy Kimmel, not Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
When Jimmy Fallon was on Saturday Night Live, he used to play this computer tech guy, like, in an office, and yeah, they'd be like, oh, I can't see why this thing won't connect and this and that. And he's like, all right, hit alt this. All right, control that. And it wouldn't work. And they'd get flustered. And he'd just look at him and go, move. That's my kids right now.
Yeah.
It's Nick something, your company computer guy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, Ryan Howard, you're on the case.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I know he'll find it. It's like, as soon as he gets to this part, he's just going to pause, Google, correct me, and then continue to hit play. And I'm good with that. Because actually, I need to know now so I can hide it, so I can find that, make a GIF, and then use it.
There we go.
Yeah, shit, they're all over it. And I'm like, you've literally only had these things since Christmas.
And yeah.
Here I was, like, Christmas Eve, like, how to parental controls, iPad. Oh, fuck, there's like 4 billion results. Shit, it's going to be Christmas morning in a couple hours. I got to figure this shit out.
Yeah, my oldest is 6 and has learned how to read. So he likes to sit over my shoulder and, like, read what I'm typing.
Yeah. But
this morning I woke up to him sitting on the edge of my bed, and I heard my phone unlock.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's just like, oh, Mom, don't worry. I was just checking your messages for you.
Oh, jeez.
So thoughtful.
Yeah. And see, it's gotten to the point here in the Ranty household that the tablets are charged in one room that has a lock and a key that also houses the one streaming device that they can get to without needing any kind of parental controls. Like, both of them know how to operate all the remotes and shit.
Yeah.
So I take the tablets, I plug them up to charge them in there, I lock the door, I hide the key, and then on the one cable box, I found where the parental controls, you can literally say, hey, the cable box will not turn on from this time to this time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's fucking great. Mm-hmm. And so I set it. And then I realized I set it way too goddamn early. I came home from work one day, got myself a little dinner, sat down, didn't really think about it, moved over to the couch, go to turn the TV on at 11:30, requires password. What? Wait, didn't even think about the controls I set.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately started going into my cable company app. I'm like, all right, Verizon, what the fuck? I paid the goddamn bill. Like, this is, what the fuck is wrong with, oh, look at that. You have updated parental controls. Oh, son of a bitch. So, yeah, instead of it having it cut off at 10 o'clock at night, it cuts off at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not come on until 9. Because as much of a SpongeBob fan as I am, he can't be in my alarm clock at 6 a.m. He just can't. Because apparently my children are fucking deaf.
Yeah.
Where I can listen to the TV at 10, their equivalent is like 47.
No.
And I wake up to, you know, Patrick! I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is screaming in my house? And screaming, I don't recognize the voice, and I sure as fuck don't know a Patrick. What the? I go running downstairs, and they're just glued.
Yeah.
Little beady eyes, staring at the screen. I'm like, oh, God damn it, turn that shit off. Just look, let me have some coffee, and I'll take you to school, also known as the dining room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Today, I fucking woke up, and it snowed. We had, like, literally, like, an inch and a half of snow this morning.
In April.
In April. In fucking wow. April. Mind you, that's not the worst of it. Okay.
The school still sent out a notice that school was canceled.
I totally did. I'm like, tired of late today. No, that's what my middle son said, though. He just turned 5. He's like, Mom, it snowed. There's a delay. Let's watch TV. And I'm like, I'm all about that right now, actually.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. Man, this is the longest delay I've ever seen. August, huh? I
know. It was fucking nuts. By 1 o'clock this afternoon, it was melted and was 44 degrees. Now, at the same time that's happening, and I'm checking the weather to see, like, did that really fucking happen? We're in a winter storm watch until Friday.
What?
So from now until Friday, we can get anywhere from 3 to 9 fucking inches of snow.
All right.
The fuck is happening right now?
All right, I'm going to fact check you now.
Check it.
I'm checking. Check it. I am checking.
Come on. Type fucking in crazy.
Undisclosed location.
I know.
That TRB bleeped out last time.
I appreciate that. It just slipped out my mouth.
Holy fuck.
I'm not joking. It's fucking crazy here.
From 5 a.m. Thursday to 7 a.m. Friday. That's a hell of a window.
It is. And it always is. They're all just like, and they always give us this like huge like prediction. It's like 3 to 9 inches. Gusts from 5 to 96 miles an hour. It's insane. They just cover all their bases because they've been so wrong many fucking times. No one knows what the fuck is going on.
No.
But, oh my God, it's insane. I woke up Jake this morning, or this afternoon, because he works nights, obviously. But I woke him up and I'm just like, hey, did you know it snowed? And he's like, yeah, I fucking drove home in it last night. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Sorry.
Jeez. Travel could be very difficult. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning or evening commute. Or maybe the next morning.
Yeah.
Wet, heavy snow. Jeez. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. That sounds like in case of a camping trip.
It's fucking April.
Jesus. And here we were. I was waking up to tornado warnings the other day.
I know. Well, I didn't know that, actually. But yeah, like, that. I always forget that when the weather starts to get nicer, it means it's tornado season.
Yeah. Well, I won't say it was the earliest. I remember my brother-in-law was out here from the middle of the country, And I went out to go drive Uber one night, and it was storming a little bit, but it wasn't bad. I mean, we're talking like middle of January. And Mrs. Ranty calls me and goes, hey, can you come back to the house? And I'm like, hey, yeah, what's wrong? She goes, there's a tornado warning. I'm like, it's fucking January. There's no tornado warning. She's like, no, we're watching it on the TV right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of fucked up weather climate do I live in?
No shit.
I mean, shit, God damn, it's probably been almost 10 years now, but the east side of Rantyville had a fucking earthquake.
That is insane.
Yeah. And the wildest thing about it is the entire East Coast is on one tectonic plate, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the epicenter was, I don't know, within 100 miles of where I am, they felt it all the way in Canada, all the way down to Georgia.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, that's it. It's over. Getting earthquakes on the east side, it's done.
Yeah.
We're so done.
It's the end of the fucking world.
Pretty much. Well, so I look at it like this. Right now, we're dealing with two things. One is a virus outbreak, not epidemic. The true epidemic is stupidity.
Yeah.
Because the smart people are staying inside, but the dumb motherfuckers are coming out of the woodwork.
It's stupid, and the smart people have to stay in even longer because of it.
Yeah. So fucking done with it. But enough doom and gloom.
Yeah, let's do some fun shit.
Let's have some fun. Let me hydrate before we have all this fun, because we all know who's going to do this part. I swear to God, next one I'm picking.
Dudes, don't ride into Dear Abby. It just doesn't happen.
Oh, I will scour the fucking internet to find one. And I'll make sure his name is Cooter. Cooter in Georgia.
Oh, God. I'll be practicing. I'll practice my hate. I'm just kidding. I can't.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, fuck. Really? That title? Jesus Christ. I just opened it, too.
It is exactly what it sounds like. God,
see, and this part of the show right here is what takes a very dear friendship to an absolute love-hate. I know. I love you through the first hour of the show. And then we get to this, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to buy her that mug.
I get it. I can't blame you. This was the first fucking article that popped up, and I'm just like, wow, my job was so easy tonight.
Yeah. Abigail looking out for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore.
Hooah.
Hooah. I love that.
Oh, God. Yeah, all right, I'm reading the title in normal voice, okay?
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Yeah. This week's letter actually just came in to Dear Abigail, fourth grade whore, today. And I don't know, it says it's letter one of two. Oh, okay, that's just a second letter that came in today. So, yeah, wow, this really was easy for you.
It was so easy. Like, I literally did almost nothing.
She typed in, Dear Ab, and her phone just said, make him read this one.
Got it. I got you, fam. I got you.
Woman with new boyfriend keeps neighbor up at night.
Heyo.
Translation. First time anal. hang on. Time to rehydrate. Mm-hmm. All right. And away we go. Wait a minute. Hang on. How do we know this is a chick?
Actually, I guess it doesn't matter. I'm assuming.
All right. I'll cut the difference with you. I'm not doing woman voice, but I'll do it in Hank.
Okay. That's good.
All right. But then you're mine next week.
You're right, though. Like, it's very possible this could be a dude, but I just assumed it was a girl.
Yeah.
You'll read through it and you'll be like, that's definitely a woman.
Probably. Because you picked it.
I know.
All right. Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore. I live in a densely populated luxury high-rise apartment building in a busy downtown neighborhood that has a diverse mix of residents. I also like writing long fucking sentences.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived here for 4 years and have never really had many issues until recently. My next-door neighbor works in the medical field that at times has very late or early hours associated with it. Because people don't get sick from 9 to 5, you fuck. I also work in a field that has odd hours, so I am empathetic. My issue is she has a new boyfriend she is intimate with anywhere between 2 and 4 a.m.
So specific.
That's when the balloon knot blossoms.
That is a booty call.
Straight to the booty. I am a light sleeper and get awakened by their sessions together. I can hear her voice and at times jostling of furniture.
Somebody's living out a fucking fantasy. Holy shit.
Apparently.
Ted, you're the UPS man and deliver me a package. God damn it.
I have thought about telling the building management, but it would be obvious that the complaint would have come from me, and I don't want that. I also don't want to cause embarrassment to either of us. How can I address this delicately without causing embarrassment, or must I suck it up and suffer? Sleepless in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, and well, here, take Abby's response and then we'll dissect and destroy.
Oh my god. Yeah. Her response is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dear Sleepless, write your neighbor a sweet note explaining the problem and ask if there's anything she can do to muffle the sounds you are hearing. It might be something as simple as moving her bed away from the wall or placing it against a different one. However, if she's uncooperative, as a last resort, do discuss your problem with your building manager. I assure you it won't be the first time he or she has heard something like this, or the last. Fuck that.
Boring. Fuck
that. How would you react if, okay, you were in an area with a close neighbor, let's even just pretend like your next door neighbors, came over and knocked on your door one day, and they're like, I hear you guys all the time, could you stop? How the fuck would you react?
Yeah,
I mean, you got a note.
Or even if you were just like, hey guys, I can hear you. And they'd be like, okay, I pay rent. Same as you.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, this I do want to call a little bit of bullshit on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, the neighbors next door, so we'll just assume they're side-by-side units. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hear her voice and at times the jostling of furniture. Okay. But you also just said it's a luxury high-rise apartment building.
Yeah.
Did they make the walls out of paper mache?
In a busy downtown neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not luxury.
No. I mean, well, it could be. It could be. I mean, it is Chicago. So, first of all, be grateful you're hearing people fucking and not gunshots. Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't.
And especially between 2 and 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. I've been on either side of that, okay? I've heard the neighbors getting at it, again, through thin-ass walls, because it wasn't the greatest apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I have made some people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I mean, granted, if it's an every-night thing...
Good for them.
Agreed. Agreed. Clearly, I mean, obviously, it's stated it's a boyfriend, but it's not a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. But there's some of this stuff in here that just doesn't even, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like the first sentence, a downtown neighborhood has a diverse mix of residents. Like, are you afraid that it's race? You're gonna approach them and say, oh, hey, you know, whatever person, you know, let's say it's a black woman who's hearing this, and she goes to the white woman, and it's, oh, you're being racist. Why would you have to throw diversity in there to make yourself look better?
This person sounds like just like so finicky and just like tight ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and furthermore, how do you know that it's a new boyfriend? How do you know that the old boyfriend didn't... agreed. You are a bit of a creeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you know that someone didn't, you know, get them the Kama Sutra for an anniversary gift? You know, and now they're practicing downward elephant. I just don't get it. And, yeah, write your neighbor a sweet note.
No.
A sweet note? Dearest 31B, I remember when people would actually want to fuck me, but those days are long gone. But in your blossoming sexuality and overabundant use of toys, you do tend to keep me up at night. So I would greatly appreciate it if there was any way you could put the double-ended dildo down. And, you know, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's not. Can you imagine getting a note like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because not face to face, and then the next time you see that person in person, just the most fucking weirdest situation to be in.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I guarantee you, when you come walking up with your reusable bags from the grocery store, they're smacking one of them out of your hand.
Yeah.
That's it. I just there's way too much in here. And why would you go to Dear Abby instead of the apartment, you know, management?
Even then, I'm like, we're all fucking adults. You can't tell someone to stop having sex. Or actually intimate sessions.
Yeah.
You can't ask someone to stop doing that.
Right. And it's not very specific either. Like, she says they're intimate between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
You have the timeline down. And you admit that you also have odd hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you're empathetic. But, you know, there's no, you know, oh, I'm constantly hearing moaning and groaning or anything. I mean, what if they're having a tickle fight? I don't know.
I think Sleepless in Chicago is just lonely and wants to have intimate sessions and isn't. And
yes,
that makes her mad at her neighbors for doing so.
Or, oh, plot twist. It is a dude, and it's the ex-boyfriend.
Oh. That changes everything.
Game changer. and that's yeah, why they're not going to the apartment management, because they know there was a blowout, so he moved out, but the only apartment they had was the one right next door.
That would be such a funny situation.
Oh, it would be so much better. So, I mean, but at the same time, then, you know, you would really think that they could handle it themselves by just fucking banging on the wall and going, Joyce, shut the fuck up.
I'm like, I taught you that.
Yeah. Oh, is he doing the thing with his hips? Yeah, yeah, you taught him that too, huh? I bet he can't lick his eyebrow, though. Fuck you. Go to sleep. Oh, God. That's one of my favorite jokes. How do you get every girl in the bar to walk out with you one night?
How?
Walk in and lick your eyebrow. Actually, no. I got another one. Mom's anti-vax, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, next time you see her, just go, Mom, do you know why the anti-vaxxer's little 4-year-old boy was crying? She'll go, no, Heather, why? You go, He was having a midlife crisis.
That's so gross. Yes.
Dark jokes on Reddit. One of my favorite places lately.
The internet just has everything.
Oh, it's... I mean, everything from good old wholesomeness to just total debauchery.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite places. It really is. And sadly now, getting sucked into it even more and more. Because I'm like, wait a minute, what's the square root of 81 again? Hold on, Google.
Yeah.
Square root 81. Oh, it's 9. Yeah, it's 9, buddy. Yeah, no, I was right. I was right.
Right. I know. Yeah, no, I've been, like, wasting so many hours watching, like, hair videos. Because I'm going to attempt to fix my fucking mess of a hair right now at home. I'm sure I'm going to have bangs at some point. Because I went from having, like, silver hair to, pink hair to purple hair to teal hair.
God.
To now it's just like this garbage fuck of nonsense. So I'm going to attempt that and hope my hair doesn't fall off my head.
Oh, God. See, I said Reddit and now I'm back in there. Why are suicide bombers the worst soldiers? You can only train them once.
Oh, God.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you know how everybody like, you know, shoots a, you know, little paper ball in a trash can, or like Jordan or Kobe. This guy says, I always yell Cobain when I shoot paper into a trash can.
Oh, no.
Because I don't recall him ever missing his last shot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. If you can find it, it popped up on one of the antenna TV channels one morning. It's, Sound City. It's like a documentary, and it's got tons of people on there. But a lot of it put together by Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. And I woke up to... Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, the bassist from Nirvana, and Paul McCartney cutting a record at Sound City on this documentary. I was like, oh, okay. All right, yeah, let's... Hey, kids, we'll start in like an hour. Just go back and watch SpongeBob. Oh, man, that shit was good.
They've got it on YouTube, the whole thing.
Oh, really? Okay, awesome. So, Sound City YouTube. There you go.
Yeah, it was like the second search that popped up.
Oh, all right. Well, look at you. Fact-checking me. I like it.
I know. I told you, it really is the end of the world. I'm sober, and I'm fact-checking.
I know, right? Jeez.
The end of the world.
Ryan Howard's just going to stop listening to the fucking show.
I know. It's the end of the world, and I feel fine.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So, The Offspring, total different thing. The Offspring has become my kid's favorite band, and it's so funny.
Please tell me they don't know the words to Pretty Fly for a White Guy already.
No, although You're Gonna Go Fart, Kid. I like love that song.
Okay.
And it will randomly shuffle onto my speakers through my phone, and every time fuck comes up within like the first like 20 seconds or something, and my kids are like, oh, that's a bad word.
Yep.
And I'm like, sing every other word.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, just hum along.
Yeah.
Don't repeat anything you hear.
Yeah. Like, I'm proud of you for, like, picking up on it so fast, but, like, just don't say fuck.
Yes, please don't. Now, I, of course, I've missed listening to my Dirty Heads Pandora channel, which is what I usually jam when I'm doing the Uber. But I started listening to, all kinds of stuff, you know, some Revolution and Iration and Stick Figure. Got to be one of my favorites recently, and they did a song, they featured one guy on it, and the next thing that popped up on YouTube was that guy doing a song, and I'm like, okay, check this out. Name is K-Bong. K-B-O-N-G. But wow, that's some good shit. That's actually probably going to be our artist of the week this week. K-Bong doing Middle of the Ocean. Because I think everybody could use a beach tune right now.
Yeah.
I really think so. Oh, yeah. And I'll close out with what you get to watch.
Okay.
You can watch Sound City, but this one I really want you to watch. And hang on, I'm gonna have to find out if it is on YouTube. It is a show called Bon Appetit.
Oh, I think that's on Hulu, isn't it?
It might be. I originally saw it on Vice.
Uh-huh.
It is hosted by B Real, who is the lead singer of Cypress Hill. And it is a cooking show where weed and THC and CBD is all incorporated into the cooking. Meanwhile, you know, a lot of these cooking shows, the judges are at a table at the head of the room, and they're, oh, I don't really like the way Maurice is chopping those onions right now. It's really going to affect the flavor. And, oh, yeah, that's, you know, you slice, you don't dice, or whatever. No. On this one, the three judges are sitting in a skybox up above the little kitchen studio, getting high with vape pens. But they give them a particular strand of weed in each hot box challenge and have them incorporate, you know, this kind of weed into your food somehow, whether it's the seasoning or you actually cook it right in. But then they actually want to know, like, how many milligrams of THC are in each serving and this and that. And I'm like, holy fuck. How is this just now a thing? But it is so entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I caught like two episodes, and then it finished up for the night. But I was like, wow, I'm kind of wanting to get back into weed now. I mean,
just the hobby.
Yeah, you know, A, the food looks delicious. B, I guess stand to have something to mellow me out after fucking 10-hour shifts. That's for sure.
Right. Have you seen that girl on YouTube that like eats edibles and then does like beauty tutorials?
Oh God, I'd love to see that.
She's the funniest. She does like a Pennywise YouTube tutorial.
Oh God.
My God, it makes me laugh so hard. Yeah, Bon Appetit is on Hulu, but I'll send you her video because she's the funniest person I've ever seen.
Nice. I thought you said you sent it. I was like, where is it?
Sorry, where is no. It? Yeah, I'm going to. Let me Google this.
Fuck, don't let me down, man.
Oh, no. Girl eats edibles and does makeup, and it pops right up on Google.
Nice.
Oh, my God, yeah. Here she is. She's amazing.
Yeah, I get a kick out of people doing edibles. That is some fun shit to watch.
Yeah.
Especially in person.
Mm.
My roommate, my old roommate from, like, oh, fuck. 12 years ago now, yeah, he used to pop them in the brownies. Mm-hmm. I come home and I'd be like, oh shit, it's like, you're gonna eat it and not smoke it? He's like, yeah, what's wrong with that? Like, I don't know, wasn't really in a mood for a brownie, but I could go for a fucking joint right now. Sorry dude, I baked it all. Oh God. Well, yeah, let's come back again and do this soon. Teaser for you Retail Rant fans. Very, very special guest coming up next episode. Very special guest. I would consider him to be a godfather in our little community. And it's going to be a shit ton of fun. So don't miss it, kids. But that being said, Heather, thank you for taking time out this evening from your busy, mm-hmm. not drinking still.
I know. It's crazy. I'll probably be drunk next time.
Okay, that's fine. Because, yeah, see, the other thing is, like, we're at the end of the show. You know, we're probably coming up on, like, the hour and 15, hour and 20-minute segment. And you've not cleared your throat very much, and you're pretty coherent. So this is uncharted territory for me.
It's nuts. I didn't even go outside the entire time. I've been in one spot the entire time.
and we haven't heard your cat?
I know, it's insane. No Thomas, no cat. It's weird. I mean, I'm like, I'm getting my shit together, I guess.
Yeah, we, you know what? Maybe I need to get your mom to send me some of those conspiracy links. Maybe shit is coming true.
I know. I'll screenshot you the essential oils information.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, I do want to see that.
I 100% will.
Yes. So, well, again, it's good talking to you as always.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and I mean, come on, guys. We know where this is leading to, because it wouldn't be an episode of Welcome to Rantyville without a very special message for that very special lady in your life.
Is your mom a coffee mug handle aunt? Tell her I said hi.
Summer.